Good morning. My name is Rodrigo da Silva. My co-authors are Finn DeGries, Rosalind Baird, and Mike McLaughlin. We are from the University of Adelaide in Australia, and the title of my presentation is Phosphorus Runoff from Surface Applied Fertilizer in Soil Traits, and the comparison with releasing batch and soil diffusion assays. It's quite a complicated title, but I'll try to make it as simple as possible. After the very good first presentation, I could even skip this first slide here. So but there is a very clear link between eutrophication and losses of phosphorus in the runoff, mainly in the fertilizer fields. As you can see, this is a very important water quality issue here. I just select a couple of very recent papers from the last semester, so it's a very, very important water quality issue all over the world. And phosphorus runoff is usually evaluated in field-based trials using rainfall simulators. So we know it's a very, very tough job, as you can see here by these pictures here. It's a lot of infrastructure. And this methodology is really time-consuming, laborious, and costly. Therefore, it's impossible to test several kinds of fertilizers using the same approach here, this approach, directly in the field, scale. So with this information in mind, we would like to develop a fast, cheap, but still efficient screening process to evaluate the new fertilizers and new environmentally friendly fertilizers technologies. We compared laboratory scale methods to assess the fertilizers for phosphorus runoff using rainfall simulators, the phosphorus diffusion in the soil, and the nutrient release in a very simple method in water. Moving to the method section, this is our rainfall simulator. So basically, we follow pretty much the same of the national protocol for phosphorus runoff studies here in the United States. Basically, it's a gazebo here with several with the nozzle in the middle, and we have done a lot of calibrations ourselves in terms of rainfall intensity and slope. But the big picture, we just follow pretty much the same what we have here in the United States. But still, we would like to have a smaller scale because we'd like to perform some rainfall runoff assessment in the cold room to test the temperature effect. So we designed this smaller scale, as you can see here in this picture. In our lab, we have this is a small scaler, but still efficient method to evaluate the runoff phosphorus losses. This is the big picture. So basically, we put some. We fill the soil trace, and we cover with grass. We cut the grass, apply the fertilizer, and perform the rainfall simulation over time, from 1 day to 30 days after the fertilizer application broadcast on top of the soil. And then we filter the solution, the runoff solution, and we collect the filter and analyze for phosphorus in the ICP. Now moving to the phosphorus diffusion, this method has been developed by one of our my co-authors here. Basically, we have one fertilizer in the center of a petri dish in the soil, and we use a filter paper with iron oxide to be a sink for the phosphorus, so the phosphorus can be captured by this iron oxide. And we visualize the phosphorus diffusion using this reagent color here, in this case, malachite green. And then we scan this filter paper, and with a very simple software, we can just distinguish between, we can create this distinguish between what we call the high P zone. So basically, we can see how phosphorus moves further away from the application point. And this is how it works. So after the time, we have this kind of diffusion. And then we have one fertilizer that we compared against the other. So we use monoammonium phosphate as the standard, and we compare the others against the diffusion of this standard fertilizer. And this is a very simple method we just developed in terms of nutrient release in water. Basically, we apply the fertilizer in the water, and we measure the EC over time. And I don't have time for this, but it was a comprehensive calibration using commercial grade monoammonium phosphate. And then we can have the release rate by plotting an exponential curve here. So the first results I'd like to show is about the comparison between these two rainfall simulators. You can see there's a very good correlation between both. Slightly more losses here in this small scale rainfall simulator, but this is simply because the rainfall intensity here is higher than the real scenario rainfall simulator. If I normalize the same volume here, we have pretty much the same. So it's gonna, this curve here is going to fall in a one-to-one relationship. So from now on, I'm going to show only the results of this data here, but it can be applied for this one as well. So this is the summary of our runoff. On the left-hand side, we have the runoff over time. So of course, this is not a proper scale for this kind of graph, but just to show you that after the first day here, the 30 minutes of the first day, the loss of fossils are kind of a level off. On the right-hand side, we have the cumulative losses over time after 30 days. So basically, these columns here are these numbers here. As predictable, the phosphate rock is really, really, really low. Low losses of phosphorus in the phosphate rock. Remember, this is a high pH soil, so it's very unlikely to have a high dissolution of phosphate rock in this kind of soil. As we acidulated the same product, we increased the water-soluble P, and therefore we increased the phosphorus runoff over time. These products here, they are exactly the same fertilizer matrix. However, we created here four slow-release technologies applying to the same uncoated fertilizer here. So basically, we note here a linear relationship between the uncoated fertilizer and these two products. And very similar losses of phosphorus in terms of the product number 3 and number 4. They're very, very similar. So we decided to select here this product number 2. We decided to have some promote some damage on the coating, because from the moment the fertilizer is produced until the moment they are applying the field, all this transportation can have some can affect the damage integrity. So if you have some damage in the coating technology, it can behave as uncoated fertilizer. And we have done this, what we call here abrasion and drop test. Abrasion basically is just put the fertilizer and shake in a machine. And the drop test is just to put the fertilizer on the top of a very long pipe and just let it drop. And indeed, you can see here the intact fertilizer, much lower losses of phosphorus than the drop test and the abrasion test. So basically, this is the scenario we are comparing here. So the big picture here of this slide, that abrasion test, this runoff method was able to pick this difference between the intact coating and the handled products. So now I'm going to show you a little bit of the dissolution in water and soil. The big picture here is I'm going to select here the product number 2. So it's lower release over time, as well as in this side here. This is the diffusion of over the soil. You can see the uncoated fertilizer here and the coated number 2 here. So it's really, it's lower, the release. Product number 3 and 4, very, very similar. And also here in the water, we can see very, very similar. So both curves are almost sitting on the top of each other. And translate that visualization techniques into numbers, we can see here the product number 2 and product number 3 and 4 virtually with the same behavior. And when we perform the same assessment but with the handled products, this is what we have. The product number 2 is lower, and then drop and the abrasion test making the fertilizer dissolution faster over time. And again, product number 2 and our standard product, and increasing here the release rate as we go for the drop to the drop and abrasion test. You can see here the abrasion test is very, very pretty much the same of the uncoated product. And this is the main message of this slide. So we have the more severe damage caused by the abrasion than the drop test. This is in both cases, and this is in a very good agreement with the runoff experiments. So we somehow could predict the same behavior in both, using both the rainfall simulator and this small scale fertilizer tests. This is the comparison between the correlation between the water and the soil release, so the water release and the soil diffusion over time. Basically, both methods were able to show exactly the same situation. We have here the product number 2, the most efficient, if you like, in terms of protecting the environment. Then when the same product is subjected to this drop test, so the release is faster, both methods were able to show that. And when we put the district laser under the abrasion, after the abrasion test, it's much faster. So both methods are kind of showing pretty much the same picture. Here, again, the other interesting thing is the product number 3 and 4, very similar. So both methods show this, the same thing. Now, when we compare the release in the water and the runoff for the first day, because the runoff is the most important the first day, we have a very good relationship here as well. When we compare the phosphate rock, for example, it's a powder material, so we need to slightly change the method here, so we use the ground material. But also, we see here a very good relationship between the phosphorus dissolution, diffusion in the petri dish, and the loss of phosphorus related to the MAP in the runoff. This is a summary of our work. So as we go from here, very, very simple lab method up to the field. So we believe this is an efficient screening process. As we go up, it becomes easier, faster, and cheaper. But also we'd like to acknowledge that we know that it's more relevant to test under field conditions because there are a lot of main force drivers. There are a lot of situations that we need to double check everything in the field. So to summarize my presentation, these fast, cheap, and simple screening methods have been developed to evaluate the slow release or slightly release soluble fertilizers. These correlate very well with losses of phosphorus in the runoff as we check in both rainfall simulators. So the fertilizer coating efficiency can be determined quickly. So a very simple EC method after a previous calibration can somehow predict what's going to happen in a real life scenario. And the product quality and the claim in terms of the release rate can also be rapidly evaluated. I'd like just before I finish to acknowledge Mosaic. The Fertilizer Technology Research Center is a partnership between Mosaic and the University of Adelaide, and all the team members here led by Professor Mike McLaughlin. And I'd like to thank you for your attention. Thank you. That's a very good question. In Australia, in Victoria, in their website, they mention exactly like that. The worst case scenario is the strong rainfall, significant rainfall event shortly after application. Yeah. So they do recommend to avoid to apply the fertilizers just before possible rainfall situation. Particularly here for this work, this 15-minute section, we didn't test that because we'd like to force the losses, but we have done other tests that the longer the period of the contact of the fertilizer with the soil, the lower the losses of phosphorus in the runoff. So I cannot mention anything about the coated products because we didn't test it, but for the uncoated product for sure, the longer the period, the lower the loss of phosphorus.
Thanks, Rodrigo, again.
Thank you.